Okay, today we start the five mitzvahs related to Yom HaKippurim. Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel tells, says the Torah, Perach Chav Gimel, Pasik Chav Vav, Vaydabar Hashem al Moshe Lemor. Ach be'asar lachodesh ha-shvi'i hazeh, on the 10th day of the 7th month, on the 10th day of Tishrei, Yom HaKippurim Hu, it is the Day of Atonement. Mikra Kodesh Yalachem V'ini Semez Nafsho Sechem. It is Mikra Kodesh, as we've discussed what Mikra Kodesh means, and you shall afflict your souls. V'ini Semez Nafsho Sechem V'hikrapte Mishal Hashem. So that's already two mitzvahs. Number one, today's mitzvah, V'ini Semez Nafsho Sechem, the positive commandment to afflict ourselves, by not eating and drinking. Next phrase, V'hikraftem Isha Lashem. That is the next mitzvah. That is the special carbon musaf that is brought on Yom Kippur. Next, V'cham malacha lo sasu be'etzam ayam hazeh. That's the next mitzvah. Isser malacha on Yom Kippur. Both the Isser malacha and the Isser achila are both mida oraisa. And then the Torah tells us, that's already three. The chinuch counts that as a fourth mitzvah. That's a lo sase against eating. Not all monia mitzvahs count that, as we'll see. It never says lo sochal, it says lo suune. Any nefesh, any person that does not afflict themselves is chayef kares, and v'chol nefesh eshetasa kol malacha be'etzam ayam hazeh, v'avarti es hanefesh himi karav ama. If any of those malacha, also, it carries with it a chi of kares. And then, kol malacha lo sasu, chukas lo modoro seichem, chom moshva seichem, again is a malacha, but then the positive, shabbat shabbason hu lachem. It is shabbat shabbason, which is the asay of malacha, and then it repeats, v'ini semech nafsho seichem, betisha lachod desh v'er, me'er v'at erev, from the ninth day. What is the ninth day? That's the remez to eating on Erev Yom Kippur, which Beit Hashem will talk about. These are the five mitzvahs. Two related to eating, two related to melacha, and one, the karban musaf. So those are the five mitzvahs that are on our plate now, this week, relating to Yom Kippur. So here we go. Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel, the first mitzvah relating to Yom Kippur. Mitzvah 313. Says the chinuch, and keep in mind, this is the positive, the asay of fasting, and Shin Tezayin, in a few days from now, Bezrat Hashem, is the isser of eating. Says the chinuch, latsum biyom ha'asiri b'tishrei. It's a mitzvah to fast on the 10th day of Tishrei. V'hu ha'nekra yom ha'kippurim sh'nemar. Pe'asar lachodesh v'yini seven nafshos echem. U'bo ha'pirish b'sifra. And we learn in the Medrash, what does it mean to afflict yourself? Inui shehu ibud nefesh. Afflicting means afflicting my physical soul. Ve'ezehu ze achilu v'shasiyah. That for sure at least means eating and drinking. Not eating and drinking is affliction. Kamosh kain pirshas zechanim levracha v'gemara. That's what Chazal tell us. Ve'od ba ha'kabbalah alav. Also included in this, and it sounds like from the chinuch, that also means, also on a d'oraisa level, bod ba'akabala alav, shu aser berechitza, ubesichu, b'neilas asadalo, b'tash b'shamita. The other four, inuyim, washing, anointing, neilas asadalo, wearing leather shoes, and tash b'shamita, husband and wife being together, those are four other isurim. It sounds like from the chinuch that he holds that these are also aser de oraisa, because he says ba'a hakabala alav. V'loshin sifra, and then he quotes the sifra, minayin sheyama kipurim asur b'rochitzu b'sicha u'b'ni'ilas asadlo b'tash v'shamita. How do you know all these four? Tamalomar shabba shabbason. Sounds like it's learned that from the pasuk. The pasuk is megala that all of these are included in the mitzvah of inui. Klomar ki kefel hashvisa yore al shvisa me'asakim eile v'shvisa mimazon aguf. Double lashon of shavah shavason sounds like it is shavas from a lot of things, even these other items. Even though one might ask, Shabbos is also called Shabbos Shabbason, so who says that all these things should be usher by a double shvisa? Okay, but this is what the Medrash says, is included these five. The Michas Chinuch already points out in Os Aleph that this is not so clear. This is really a machlokas rishonim. This is the first sugya in the eighth parak of Yuma. If you look in the Ran, the Rif in the Ran, this is on the first page of Maseches Yuma, because they don't have on the first seven parakim of the Masechta, being that it is not Lamaisa, the Rif and the Ran, the Chulu, all right, starting with the eighth parak, the last parak of Maseches Yuma. The Ran quotes the Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam, it appears, the Chinuch here, we will add, And the Ran himself seems to say that it is Asur D'Oraisa. All five Inuyim are Asur D'Oraisa. Yes, there's only Achiv Kares by Achila and Shasiya, but all the other Inuyim are also Asur D'Oraisa. That is the Shita of the Rambam and the Chinuch. But Baalei Tosfos, if you look in the Tosfos Yeshanim in the beginning of the 8th Parak, if you look in the Rush, Bechulu, they all hold that no, only eating and drinking is Asur D'Oraisa, the others are only Asur D'Rabbanan. And that's why there is no kares. And all the psukim that the Gemara quotes there in the 8th parak is just an asmachta. But really, it only means daraisa. The big raya that the Baalei Tosfos v'chulu have is, that is darabanan, is that why they're heterim. Why are there allowances for a kala, for a melech, in terms of rechitza? Why are these, if it's daraisa, how can there be allowances? If it's darabanan, okay, you can say heim amru v'heim amru. They weren't gozer this. But if you say it is daraisa, so why should there be allowances? So the Ran there applies the principle that the Gemara applies to Malacha on Chol HaMoed. The Ran applies it on the first page in the Maseches Yuma. The Ran says, Masra HaKasav LeChachamim, to decide when the Din D'Oraisa should apply and when it shouldn't apply. Lefichach Nira Li, says the Ran, Dekulu Midaraisa Ninu. Ella, Dekivan Delav Bichlal Inui Dechsivi Bikra Behedya Baraisa Ninu. It doesn't say explicitly in the Torah how to afflict. Ella, Miribuya Deshabaso Nasu Ukadisa Begamara Kili Tvei. These are more meiko umasran hakasav lechachamim veheni kilu bahen kefima sherau vehitiru kol sheino nase latanug. As long as it wasn't done for tanug, it's mutter. And that's what the Rambam says also, that it is all daraisa, but it is has some heterim. That is why washing, if your hands are dirty, washing for a kala, washing for a melech, any of these would be mutter, even though it's asur daraisa otherwise. This is a major machlokas rishonim, and with big nafkaminis, whether all the other inuyim are daraisa or not, but the Ran is an important makar, and the Minchas Chinuch quotes as machlokas rishonim here in Os Aleph. The first word that the Torah tells us in this section of Yom Kippur is someone that the rishonim discuss. Right, we have the beginning. Ach, but ach, what's that ach doing there? Just start. What's the ach? So Rashi quotes, "Kol achin v'rakin shebetur miutim." Ach is a lashon amiyut. There's an excluding. It's saying that something is excluded from Yom Kippur. What's excluded? Rashi quotes the Gemara, Mechaper hu lashavim, veino mechaper al she'enam shavim. We do not pass on like the Shita of Rebbe, the Shita of Rebbe and the Meseches Yuma, that Yom Kippur is mechaper even on eino shavim. Rashi says, Maker adin, so mechaper for those who do tshuva. But it's not mechaper for those who don't do tshuva. That's Rashi. The Ramban says, you don't have to say ach, al pip shuto, says the Ramban. V'adarach ha-pshat, ach just means achein, be'emet. Really, there's really a day of Yom Kippur. Aderach hapshat, ach tamo achein la'ameto inyan, v'achein noda hadavar, achein ka'adam t'musun, achein be'asar la'chodesh yom ha'kippurimu, havtacha ba'amitas ha'inyan. There's really a Yom Kippur. Hashem is saying, even if you don't believe it, I'm giving you a Yom Kippur, michaste Hashem, and take it and use it to the best of your abilities. Okay, that's the Ramban. Ramban says just that it is something that's really going to happen. The Sfarno, the final, we have Rashi, the Rabban, and the Sfarno. The Sfarno says, ach, what's the ach? Afalpi, it's a contrast to the other holidays that surround Yom Kippur. Afalpi, shebishar mikroi kodesh, roi lismoach ulehis ane gamachila vishasiya. Even though on all other holidays, such an integral part of the holiday is the eating and the drinking, ka'amru, ichlu mashbanam shusim amtakim, like the Pazik says in Nehemia, vishilchu manus le'nachonlo, which is one of the Makoros, learned out, reading the second paragraph of Beitza, they learn out from there in terms of making sure to have a Suda, at least having Chatzi Lachem, Ki Kadosh HaYom Adonenu, Mikom Makom, Be'osur LaChodesh, Hu Yom HaKippurim, LeHisvados, ULeHisOnein, Gever HaChata'ov. Yom Kippur is different. Yom Kippur is a day of Tshuva and Vidui. Ve'eino Yom Simcha V'Tainug, Avol Yom Inui. It's not a day of Simcha and Tainug, but of Inui. It might be a day of Simcha, but just not a different type of Simcha. Simcha and Tainug. We know Yom Kippur, just like the other Yom Tovim, breaks Avelus. If it's just a day of Inui, not a day of Simcha at all, Lachari wouldn't break Avelos. But we Paschal and Yom Kippur breaks Avelos. Why? Because, yes, it's a scary day, but it's also a day that we stand Lifnei Hashem. And Lifnei Hashem always engenders with its Simcha. We're closest to Hashem. So, yes, we're scared, and it's an awesome day, but it is something that is also Simcha. But it's Simcha v'tainuk, says the Sfarno. When those two go together, that is not. Eliyom inui ka'amru v'nisem anafshos echem v'kraftem isheh. V'hu inyan karbanas kohen gadol v'komen asibur habam l'kapara. It's all about kapara. So the Sfarno says that ach captures the difference. This is different. This is different than all of the other Yomim Tovim. Okay, this is Yom Kippur. Misharshi HaMitzvah. What's the shorish behind this mitzvah? Again, we can speak for many, many hours about this, so we'll try to focus and get what we can done over the next five mitzvos. Says the Chinuch. Misharshi HaMitzvah. Shai Michasti Hashem HaKol Bir Yosef. Likvo Allahem Yom Echad Bashana. Likhapra Achata Mim Atshuva. Just like the Chinuch said by Rosh Hashanah, it was a chesed of Hashem. So too he says this by Yom Kippur. It was a chesed of Hashem not only to have a day for us to recognize that we need to refocus our priorities, but, says the Chinuch, it is a day that we can actually get our slate cleaned off. One day a year, with Shuva. K'moshe Kazati, like I wrote already in Achremos. That is why we are commanded to fast. Not just because Hashem is interested in punishing us, but Lefi shahamachol v'hamishta v'yeser hanos, but because the physical pleasures chush hamishush ya'oru achomer li mashar hakotay v'achet, eating makes us focus on food. You might say that if we're starving, we're even more focused on food. But in a sense, says the Chinuch, that when we're involved with food, we're thinking about food. And Hashem wants us to be able to focus on Him, on the truth. If anybody thinks a little bit, they'll realize the sweetness of serving Hashem. Ve'ein ra'uy la'eved b'yom ba'u ladin l'fnei Adonav. And it's not appropriate for an Eved, on the day that he comes to stand in judgment in front of his master, lavo benefesh chasocha umurveves mitoch machlo mishta. Having just stuffed himself, and now he's going to come to be judged, is inappropriate. And therefore, we do not eat. Rav Sternbach writes in Moadim Uzmanim, in Chelek Aleph, Simin Nun Gimel, echoing this point and emphasizing it, embellishing it a little bit, that this fast day has a different purpose than all the other fast days of the year. Yes, this is the only Da'oraisa fast day, but maybe that's the point. All the other fast days are there to make ourselves feel uncomfortable so that we think about our chata'im and do tshuva in that way. That's what all the other fast days are about. But that's not what Yom Kippur is about. The Tamid HaMitzvah La'anus L'Sagev Esnafsho Kedei SheYuchna L'Vavo V'Yashav L'Hashem V'Yalkachach Eino Inyan L'Mali Bitno L'Fnei HaTainis V'Chulu on other fast days. He's answering the question, which Hashem will get to in the coming days, about how could there be a mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. He says, by other fast days, where the point is to feel uncomfortable, so there's no mitzvah, Daraisa or Durabanan, Durabanan, because the whole fast days are Durabanan, to eat. Because the point is, if you didn't eat Erev, so okay, so you'll feel even more uncomfortable. Masha Enkid Biyamaki Purim, why do we fast? We fast to be like Malachim. We fast to uplift ourselves. Masha Enkid Biyamaki Purim, Aleinu Lishpos Biyamazeh, Mi Malacha Ve'achilu Ve'shasiyah, Shepamachas Bashana Aleinu Liyos Domin LaMalachim. That's what we do. That's what the Medrash says. Yamaki Purim in Achilu Ve'shasiyah Domin LaMalachim. Like we scream out Baruch Shem, v'zeo shorish mitzvah zatorah lishbos b'kol elu. And that's why it's called shvisa, shvisa me'achila v'shasiyah. Not siguf, it's not torture. It's resting, it's preventing myself, staying away from certain behaviors. Ume haitaima, and maybe that's why, ulai mitzvah zatorah shenochal harbe, that's why the Torah, as we'll talk about more at length, gives us a mitzvah to eat the day before, because Hashem would rather us somehow be like malachim and not feel bad. If there was a way to do that. But it's just that we're humans, and but we don't eat, we feel bad. But either way, the point isn't to feel bad, but the point is to be close to Him and be like Malachim. So that's why we have to realize this mitzvah of Inui on Yom Kippur is a different type of idea than all the other fast days. Okay, continuing. Now let's get to some of the halachos. Midini ha-mitzvah, says the Chinuch. Mash amri zachorin lo bracha. Shashir ha-achila b'yom ha-kippurim l'chayev ala midaraisa me'ochlin ru'uyin. How much is the shir? Kikasov es agasa. This is a different shir than all other shiurim for ma'achalas asuras throughout the year. Usually we have a halacha Moshe B'Sinai that shir is an kezias. But here we have a larger shear. It's larger than a kezias and smaller than a kebetza. It is like a date. Ksoves hagasa. V'yatam. Why? Shedishtad shear achilot yom kippur mishir shara achilas yisurin. Why is it different? Because, says the chinuch, it doesn't say anywhere, don't eat on Yom Kippur. Bibresha Torah asra ha'achila ba'osu ha'yom b'lashun inui. The way that the Torah formulates it is, you shall afflict yourself. V'lo nomar alelo sochlu, kamo b'shari surin. It does not say, do not eat, as it says by other Isurim. Pirshu Chachamim, Chazal say, even if we eat a kezias, we are still in a state of inui. There is no violating that, even if we eat a kezias. Only once we are in a state of satiation or satisfaction after we have a certain type of shear, which Chazal says is a koseves, that's when we are out of the state of inui. And he goes into what exactly is the shear. The shear is yoser migrogeres, apachas mikabetza, and also for drinking, it has a unique shear that is parallel to the shear of solids. Why is this important? What makes this so important? Because only on Yom Kippur, we have the concept called eating bishiurin. Bishiurin. Because usually, you eat a little bit, you finish. You ate if it's machalos asuros. But on Yom Kippur, because the shear is a shear of satisfaction, a shear of being out of a state of inui, so even eating little by little in incremental periods of time, I could still stay in the state of inui even though I'm eating. And that's what the chinuch says on the next page. Ulafichach, mishu cholef apishei bo sakana gemur. If somebody is somewhat sick, pretty sick, not just a little bit. So they can eat bishiurin, about a shot glass every 10 minutes, without poskening. That's what about the shiurimar. And each, all the eatings and all the drinkings, you have a separation of about 10 minutes between each one. And the chinuch says, you don't have to separate eating and drinking. Eating and drinking go together. They aren't mitzuref to each other. And therefore, somebody can eat and drink parallel with each other, and just every 10 minutes, have a break, and then eat again, if there is, rachman al-islan, a need to do this. Okay, this is the important point of the chinuch. The Menachas Chinuch here has a very well-known thought that is quoted in other contexts. Again, the Menachas Chinuch we saw already, number one, he quotes the machlokas we've shown him about all the other inuyim. Number two, we'll do 2 points of the Menachas Chinuch now. Number two is in Oz Beis, the issue of relating to eating on Yom Kippur. Says the Minchas Chinuch. We know in general there is a machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. He quotes from the Gemara in Maseches Chulin and Daf Kof Gimel. What is the focus? What is the ikker problem by eating something treif, eating something usser? Is it the fact that my mouth benefits, or is that my stomach benefits? What's called hana'as garon, or hana'as me'av? That is a machlokas. Nafkamina, the Gemara says, what if I ate something, and then I threw it up, and then I ate it again? Other nafkaminas. But the Menachas Chinuch wonders, is that parallel machlokas, would it apply to Yom Kippur? Because Yom Kippur, we know, is, as he just said, is not about kezias. The shear is a larger shear of mesiv daite. So suggest the Menachas Chinuch, maybe mesiv daite, everybody would agree, has to be hana'as me'av, not hana'as garon, because you really feel it when your insides have it. So that's his question. Does the whole idea of stuck between your teeth and hana'as garon, would that even apply here? Maybe not. Maybe the Torah requires hana'as me'av here. Question one. Question two, he continues. Even if you want to say the key by Yom Kippur is hana'as me'av, but maybe you still need also hana'as garon. Odani mesupuk. Afilu am nomar daras goron levado bevada enochayev. Kivan to lohavi milui hameayim. Even if you want to say you for sure need hanas meyav, hecha dinim hanas meyam levad. But is hanas meyam enough for Yom Kippur? Or is it obviously you need to do a maisa achila in order to create the hanas meyav? Remember, there is no verb of the isra achila by Yom Kippur. That's why it's unclear. Why, what's this issue? IV. If somebody takes something through IV, is that still called that he's in a state of inoy, because there he might have hanas meyav without hanas garon. And his maskana is that you need both. Ach be'em is borer, to be inoy hanas garon gamkein, because if you don't have hanas garon, so then the whole idea of kedei achilas pras in the world of achila wouldn't make any sense. So he assumes, says the Minchas Chinuch in his long piece in Oz Beis, that you need both hanas meyav and hanas garon. But then he has an Oz Dalid, something again that is oft quoted. We know there's a shir kedei achilas pras, like he just said, that you have to wait if you want to eat b'shir, and you have to wait in between each eating enough of a shir so that it's not called one achila, the before and the after. But here he talks about the general idea of kedei achilas pras. How do we understand that? We have it by mitzvahs. You have to eat the matzah in a certain amount of time. You have to eat chal in a certain amount of time. Any mitzvah, maror, right, or the isurim have to be kedei achilas pras in order to be chayef. Ask the Minchas Chinuch, but everybody eats at different rates. Right, you have two people, one person can be a very fast eater, one person can be a very slow eater. So how do you could determine kedei achilas pras? Vihine in Ozdala, Lonis Baer, Dizeyadua, the inkotive Hanashim Shavim. Not everybody is equal. Yeshma Maher Bahila Sov Yeshmaher. Imisha Arinan. So does it go by each person? Imisha Arinan Lifi Tivo, Misha Tivo Lachala Prasperavias Shah, Kizai Shalo, O Kikosevis Bitsari Pereva Shah Vimsha Yoser Pater. Or do you go by an objective? O Dilma Misharina and Hakol Badam Benuni. Vein Chiluk Ben Hashem Klau. Rakashir Bizman Achilas Adam Benuni. Pras Kashir Azet. And he says, Loch Ora, I would say that you go by Adam Benuni. Because what, you can have a different shear for every person? Like Enlo Davar Sof. How would you know? So he assumes it would have to be one shear, you go by an Adam Benoni. If that's true, though, his problem is, so why didn't Chazal tell us the shear? Somewhere in Shas, tell us, how many minutes? They had minutes, so why didn't Chazal tell us the shear? If it goes by an Adam Benoni. So he says, now you know why? Now he's going to an Os Hay. It must be that even though you don't go by every person, you do go by every food. Because different foods, some foods are eaten quickly, and some foods are eaten slowly. Imkein lefiza nicha, mashalobiru chazal, kama avikdei achilas pras, v'beinoni, ki ein shir ladavar, rako machal yesh lo shir acher, v'lo yaspik hadiyo v'hakomis, the ink and the paper in the world, would it be enough? Right, we're almost at Shavuos, Akdamas. Lachshov komin machal ba'olam landam beinoni. It wouldn't be enough. Whatever food, you go by an average person eating that food. And that's the shear. And therefore, says the Menachas Chinuch, I could weigh in on a very lamaisa issue, and that, of course, is what bracha achrona do you make on certain foods that you eat slowly, quickly? He talks about coffee and tea, a very hot drink. Let's say it takes me a long time to drink it. Do I make a bracha achrona afterwards? Usually we only make a bracha achrona if I eat everything within the shir of kedei achilas pras. But if I have something very hot, then there's normally a hot tea is drunk much slower than a cup of soda, so then maybe the shir should be larger. Ubazen nir lani is daiti, says the subject of the Mishnah Melech, shtiyas kafi, the derech lishtos ma'at ma'at, v'yish b'tchilas ha-shtiyah atzof ha-shtiyah revius o-yosef o-dei achilas pras, the das ksas gdolim, kivan the derech shtiyasso b'kach, mitzarif af yosef revius. So he quotes, some gedolim say that it goes, you have a stretched out shir, the Mishnah Melech doesn't like it, but the Minchas Chinuch says, I do like it, because you go by every different food, and therefore you would make a bar nefashas, says the Minchas Chinuch, by these hot drinks, even if you drink them very slowly. This is a huge discussion. You look at the Mishnah Berurah, at the beginning of Siman Reish Yud, the Mishnah Berurah says the minhag is not to make the bracha. That's what the minhag is. Of course, the Chai Adam not to make the bracha, and the Derech HaChaim, but he quotes as a machlokes, the minhag not to make the bracha. If you look in the Piskei Tshuvos, he's not sure that's the minhag. He says that the whole Rishima Arucha Shel Gedole Olam, that do make a bracha if you stretch it out. And it starts with this Minchas Chinuch. So therefore, one should be careful if one is in this case, maybe Lahutzi Midei Safek, just make sure to have some water also. Make sure to have some water, and therefore, one wouldn't run into any sveikas with this bracha achrona. Okay, there's a lot here that we could talk about. The Minchas Chinuch, maybe just to leave, actually, maybe we'll leave it for next time. We have a couple of more points in the Mitzvah of Tainus. Maybe we'll talk about it in the Isser Achila that we'll get to in the coming days. Okay, we'll stop.